The United States has vowed to take a stronger stance against human rights violations worldwide, including those in China and Myanmar. It's seeking election to the UN Human Rights Council 3 years after Donald Trump withdrew from the rights body.
We'll speak out for universal values when atrocities are committed in Xinjiang or when fundamental freedoms are undermined in Hong Kong. And we're alarmed by the backsliding of democracy in Burma, which is why our first action upon re-engaging the council was on this very crisis.
Simon Marks joins us live now from Washington, D.C. Simon, tough talk on several Asian issues from Mr. Blinken there. What kind of action can we expect from the U.S. on such issues?
Well, just to be clear on what he was saying there, when he says that the United States has re-engaged with the Council, that is the first stage towards rejoining the UN Human Rights Council, from which Donald Trump pulled the United States, complaining that the Human Rights Council was being used by other members as a tool to attack Israel unfairly. And in announcing that the United States wants to return to the UN Human Rights Council, Antony Blinken is saying that he believes that the council is in need of reform and that the United States, as a member, would lead reform efforts, including dealing with what he described as the council's disproportionate focus on Israel. Now, the Trump administration took issue with the fact that the Human Rights Council includes an array of members faulted by the United States for their handling of human rights, including China. Obviously, the Biden administration, like the Trump administration before it, now focusing on the Xinjiang issue and other human rights issues within China, but also Cuba, Eritrea, Russia and Venezuela are members of the Human Rights Council. But what we're witnessing here is a counterpoint to what we've witnessed over the last 4 years in the United States, and another indication that the Biden administration, wherever possible, wants to re-engage internationally with other countries in fora where that is possible. We've seen the Biden administration just last week take the United States back into the Paris Climate Change Accords, trying to breathe new life into the Iran nuclear deal, and now saying it wants back in on the UN Human Rights Council.
But Simon, notwithstanding what the United States might see its potential future role as in the council, membership isn't automatic. What does the US have to do to regain that seat after walking away 3 years ago?
Well, a couple of different things. I mean, first of all, it's got to wait because there's no opportunity to rejoin the Human Rights Council until October at the earliest. But between now and then, it can also lobby. And there will be an opportunity for countries around the world that want to indicate to the Biden administration that they are welcoming the United States back to the table. America is back, as President Biden keeps repeating. It will give them an opportunity to return the favor and support U.S. membership of the Human Rights Council in a bid to convey to Washington that they'd like to see their relationship with the United States valued and in some cases possibly upgraded. But there certainly will be months of conversation ahead, and that will give the United States a further opportunity to talk about human rights issues in the Asia-Pacific region and in other parts of the world as the Biden administration pursues its campaign to get America a seat once again at the table.
Simon, thank you very much for that update. Simon Marks there in Washington, D.C.